This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. So the newly reelected Afghan President Hamid Karzai held his first press conference, and he made two promises. One, he's going to work to get rid of corruption in his government. He says it tainted the country. And the second promise had something to do with the Taliban. He called on his Taliban brothers, quote unquote, to take part in peace talks.
My government will be for all Afghans and all those who want to work with me are most welcome, regardless of whether they opposed me in the election or whether they supported me in the election.
The Taliban has said in a statement that they'll continue their fight. They called Mr. Karzai public, and they also declared the canceling of the runoff as a victory of their own. So we're joined now by the Kabul correspondent for our partner, the BBC, Ian Pannell. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
Is Hamid Karzai, should we take this seriously? Is there anything to this invitation to the Taliban to come and join him in peace talks?
Well, I think there are a number of points here. The first is that this isn't the first time that Hamid Karzai has said something that may at first blush appear unpalatable to people in America or in Britain, for that matter. In the past, for example, he's even appealed to Mullah Omar to come to Kabul and to engage in talks. I think he is sincere in wanting to reach out to the Taliban. I think you have to see this in an Afghan context, although for us it sounds very odd for him to be talking about Taliban brothers. But the feeling certainly amongst the political class here and amongst ordinary Afghans, and all opinion polls show this, is that the only way to really bring some form of peace and stability to this country is by sitting down and talking. And this is shown time and again when you talk to people, and it's shown in opinion polls that they don't believe there's a military solution here. They don't want more foreign troops here. They think, in a classically Afghan way, people should sit down and talk. However opposed they may have been in the past, enemies in the past have sat down and talked together. Many enemies are now sitting in the current Afghan government, probably the new government. And so for them, I think they see this as fairly ordinary.
So maybe we still will see that. But what about his other promise in terms of rooting out corruption? Let's kind of bypass for the moment the fact that he's admitting that there's rampant corruption in the government. Do you think that particular promise is sincere?
Well, I think it has to be for any chance of success in the country. Let's be under no doubt that there is considerable pressure now being applied from Washington and from London and elsewhere in the international community, all those with a vested interest in trying to see some form of progress in Afghanistan, for Hamid Karzai to step up to the plate, to try and do something meaningful to root out corruption. But here's the dilemma. Hamid Karzai has now been re-elected in an even weaker position than he was during his first administration. And there was pressure at that time from the international community, from America and also from Britain, on him to try and root out certain key ministers, to try and root out corruption in his government. Key individuals have been identified by newspapers, by magazines, and also by politicians. So we know who these people are. The question is whether or not he has the political capital to be able to do anything meaningful. And I think there's a real doubt about that.
Especially with the Taliban calling him a puppet. Is that just the Taliban, or is that the opinion of Afghan citizens?
Well, I think many people, many ordinary people also think that, and we've been hearing that even today out on the streets talking to people. They feel that the international community has absolutely dictated the terms of this. If you're an ordinary Afghan, you don't understand why the international community, led by Senator John Kerry, forced the Afghans into a second round only days later to turn around and say, actually, there's no need for one.
Right. Ian Pannell is the BBC Kabul correspondent. He joined us from Afghanistan.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.